As always, so nice to see you on Saturday. Community Connection here on the radio, which is KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and 96.5 FM in Bellingham. I'm Bill Davis, your host. By the way, we were mentioning KGMI.com. If you go to our website, click on podcast, scroll down to Community Connection. We always load our interviews up so you can listen to them anytime you want to. If, you know, in case you missed something, a phone number, or you just want to hear the interview again, and who wouldn't want to hear it again and again and again when you're talking to Kristen Wynn with Cascade Connections? She has been so nice to grace me with her presence and come back again and visit. Because it has been, I don't know, months since you've been here? I know you were here a couple of weeks ago. But before,
it hasn't been that long.
But before that, yes. It's been years. I've missed you so much.
It has not been years.
It feels like years and years, but it's nice to have you back. I know that we talk about your big title. You administrate things at Cascade Connections, don't you?
I am the administrator of our vocational services program.
Which means she just about bosses everybody around, right?
Yeah, I'm just super bossy.
Hey, where's George? Where's George Bean Blossom? Where's he these days?
George is out working.
Yeah, okay.
Doing the deed.
All right, so making sure he's the executive director.
He is.
You talk about getting stiffed. I haven't talked to George in...
It probably has been
probably
a bit.
A decade, at least.
It has not been a decade, I guarantee.
Are you accusing me of over-embellishing?
I think you might be. I think you might be.
The length of time?
Just a bit.
Well, it is always good to have you in here. For those who don't know about Cascade Connections, and I don't know why they wouldn't, because you guys are so famous for doing good stuff, let's give them an overview about Cascade Connections and what you do there.
All righty. Cascade Connections is a local nonprofit. We've been in business for over 38 years. Our mission is to empower individuals with disabilities to enhance their quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what we do is we support people with disabilities to both live and work in our community.
Well, and I know you need money. You need money to do, it takes money to run the place.
It does.
And it's not like the federal government gives you hundreds of millions of dollars every year.
No, they
so
sure don't.
So you have to do fundraisers from time to time. And I am so pleased that it has come around again. Now, I know you did the hamster crawl a few months ago.
Yes, we did.
And that was a lot of fun.
It was.
But you got one coming up.
We do.
In November?
November.
Okay.
Yes, November 9th.
What is it?
It's called the Hamster Ball.
Yeah.
It's our fourth annual mm-hmm. Hamster Ball.
Yeah.
We've partnered with Hagen Food and Pharmacy and KISM once again.
Wait a minute. You mean the guys down the hall? You mean like Brad and John? Like Guy Ovenell, like Scott Less, all those people who play the evil demon rock and roll?
All those people that play my favorite music.
Nice. But you partner with them, and they do a great job.
They absolutely do.
Yeah. Now, when's the actual event?
So the event is on Friday night, November mm-hmm. 9th.
Yeah.
We are starting a little earlier this year at 5:30, so we'll have a cocktail hour.
Oh,
from 5:30 to 6:30.
Flag on the play. Adult beverages early?
Adult beverages
early. In other words, you're starting it early so that you can be in a happier frame of mind later.
Well, yes, and we really wanted people to have a little bit more of a chance to mingle
sure.
before we started the music.
Gotcha.
It's going to be held at the Bellingham Ferry Terminal once
mm-hmm.
again.
Right.
And we also have a silent auction mm-hmm. throughout the evening. So that first hour, people can go collect their beverages, check out the silent auction items, and then we'll have dinner served mm-hmm. that will be catered by Market Street Catering from
our friends
Food
at Hagen
Pharmacy. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, no, and this is an old Texas phrase I use. Hey, no flies on that.
That
means it's a good food. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's at the Bellingham Cruise Terminal. You guys, it's fourth annual, right?
That's
pretty incredible.
I know.
And for those who are thinking, oh, well, is it going to be a long evening? You usually wrap up, what, 10, 10:30 or so?
Yes, about 10:30. Have Oh Snap there to take some beautiful photos
some pictures,
for you
yeah.
to capture the event.
Do you need to come in a black tie?
Oh, absolutely not. It is just...
Does anybody even own a black tie outfit in Bellingham?
I don't think that it's ever really kosher to be
black tie in Bellingham
anywhere.
I know.
You'll
stand out and you'll just look so funny,
yes.
won't you?
Yes. I mean, it's a semi-formal event,
yeah.
kind of a cocktail hour dress.
It's okay.
Thing.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If you want to wear a suit, you're all right. You
absolutely.
Know.
But
although,
if you don't own one, it's okay too.
Nice. Proceeds benefit you guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We obviously have a lot lot of needs in our community to support people with disabilities to live, and not all of those things are funded for us.
Well, you mentioned music and entertainment. Who's performing?
Yeah, we are lucky enough to have a local band called the Penny Stinkers come back again.
Oh, they were at, I think they were just at October, an Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
I hear they're very good.
Oh, they were awesome. They came last year, and we had overwhelmingly positive responses, and booked them the next day after last year. So,
yeah, I bet they don't cost a penny though.
They're awesome. Yeah. They're awesome.
Well, obviously. Oh, and you said a silent auction. So
we are having a silent auction.
Is it just silent? You don't have a live auction, do you?
We don't have a live auction. Okay. We will have some raffle items that we will be selling, some raffle tickets as well.
I'm assuming that you have a lot of help with this.
We
community
sure
plays a big role, don't they?
The community does. We are currently looking for and have obtained a number of business sponsors that I'd like to tell you about.
Sure, go ahead.
We have sponsors from Bay City Supply, Cascade DAFO, Farmers Equipment, Hub, Larson & Gross, Linden Door, Linden Lube, Linden Sheet Metal.
Man, Linden representing. Linden's really representing, yeah.
Marlins, Mills Electric, Oasis, People's Bank, Rusty Wagon, Vans Plumbing and Electric, and Whacom Educational Credit Union.
Oh, Wiku folks. Yeah,
yes.
Man, you have got quite a list there, but you'd like to add to it, I bet.
Oh, absolutely.
You?
We want to connect with you if you want to be a business that wants to be seen as recognizing that a diverse workplace and a diverse community is important to you.
Yeah. Hamster Ball is always huge fun. Kristen Nguyen is with us today from Cascade Connections, telling us all about it. Well, I know now that everybody who either does not have a black tie or does not have a suit and doesn't mind coming casual to the Hamster Ball, they want to learn more about the event. So where do we send them for that info?
All right. Well, you can start by tuning in to KISM 92.9.
Hold on a second. Now, she just told you to tune away from KGMI and tune in to KISM. And by the way, might I add, they play that evil demon rock and roll. But that's okay, because I'm a rock and roller too. No, we're all part of the same family, Cascade Radio Group. So they can go over to KISM 92.9 anytime.
Well, they're going to be giving away some tickets
in the
weeks prior to the event.
Okay.
But if you don't win the tickets, don't worry. You can still buy them.
Okay.
Or if you want to plan ahead, you can buy tickets at cascadeconnections.org.
Okay.
They're $50 a person until October 9th, and then they'll go up to $55 per person.
But don't wait, because they may sell out.
And, yes, they may.
And you won't get in, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's at cascadeconnections.org. Or just listen to Classic Rock 92.9 KISM to win tickets all throughout the day.
Yes, and there will be some information at Hagen's Food and Pharmacies as well. If you'd
excellent.
Like.
Do me a favor, then come back after the Hamster Ball, if you're able to, because I realize you do a lot of wrap-up, and it may take you a while to recover from it. Come back and tell us what a big success it was. Or come,
I can't
you
wait.
Know something? We might be able to get you back in maybe the week before the event and maybe
do a
quick update and see how the ticket sales are going.
Yeah.
But it's always a huge deal, Hamster Ball. My good friend Kristen Nguyen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
She's with Cascade Connections, and you can find out more about them at cascadeconnections.org. We'll continue with Community Connections here in just a moment on KGMI.